Hossein Shariat Madari from the conservative Kayhan newspaper said the reformers try to show that they have won, but the foundations of the Iranian politics can't be changed. Is he right with his analysis of the elections?
No. To a great extent, no. Because the fact is that the reformists and the moderates together have a relative majority at the moment. They have won more seats across Iran than the hardline conservatives. Although there have been some riggings in a few cities, especially in the provincial capital of North Khorasan, Mashhad, where it was said that the reformists had won more seats, but now all the five members elected are from the hardline conservative camp, and also in a couple of other places. The fact is that the reformists have majority at the moment among the people who have been elected in the first round. But he may be right, or he may be threatening, making a threat about the change in the fundamental policies, because what always happens when the reformists and the moderates are in power, for example, like the time of former President Khatami, then the hardline conservatives, who have a lot of control over the security forces and the judiciary, begin some legal attacks on freedom of expression, on freedom of association, and on freedom of peaceful assembly. They arrest a lot of activists, human rights defenders, etc., and sentence them to long imprisoned terms. That they have in power. That maybe he is making a threat that they will be doing what they did during the President Khatami. Mm.
But is there now a real reform movement at all in Iran?
Well, the reform movement, I will be very careful, because the reformists have retreated to a long extent, and they have been weakened in their organizations and also in their personnel. So the fact is that there are reform-minded people in many organizations, in many state institutions, who would like to try to bring changes to open up to the international community, to carry out economic reforms. Maybe we always hope, but we are more often disappointed. Maybe they would also bring some improvements in the human rights conditions. But they are facing a very difficult task, because the hardline conservatives, led by the supreme leader, Ayatollah Khamenei, do not want any opening, do not want any easing of the repressive measures they have imposed on the human rights movement and on the freedom of people.
So at the end, perhaps Shariat Madari will also be right in some points.
That's what I said. Yes, he may be right to some extent. The fact is that he doesn't have the historical trend on his side. Their ideas are anti-modernist ideas are fast dying. Across the Iranian society, the majority are young people who want to be free. They want to go to universities, they want to have parties, they want to associate, and the girls and the boys want to associate with each other freely on the street, they want to go to cafes together, and they want to have a free life. You know, there has been a sort of, if you can call it a movement, there has been a movement of living together without getting married. And this has really worried the Iranian authorities in the past few years, because it is really growing. You know, the reformists won all the 30 seats in the capital, Tehran, and one hardline conservative commentator wrote a commentary saying that we have not lost the political battle, but we have lost the cultural battle. This is very important. So the hardline conservatism, as far as ideas go, are dying among the majority of the population. The ideas are dying out.
What does it mean, the election for the assembly of experts? Do you expect some change if Ali Khamenei dies?
If he dies, certainly. I don't think that the present assembly of experts would make any change to the leadership as a person. They are not going to touch that. You know, the fact that many leading conservatives have lost election in the Assembly of Experts election means that this success on the part of the so-called opposition, it will leave its impact on the hardline conservatives as well. They will notice that the majority of the people have voted them out and they do not want them. And, you know, a couple of the very hardline conservatives who managed to get in to be elected have reportedly managed to do it through rigging and through pressuring the interior ministry. So, it is a fact that even the winners like Mr. Rafsanjani would not touch the leadership. As a person, they will try to limit his powers. And if he dies, there is certainly going to be a change. I do not expect one person to take over as a leader, because they need some sort of consensus among the various power factions in Iran. And there is no one person at the moment around whom they can rally and around whom they can agree. So they have to get a committee or a so-called council of a few persons. This may need some touching up of the constitution.
Yes.
But, you know, there is a provision in the constitution that allows this on a temporary basis after the death of the leader until a new leader is elected. Mm-hmm. A committee of three persons can take over until a new leader is elected. My view is that they can, by touching up the constitution a little, they can perpetuate this. They can make it permanent. That will be the only solution for them, because they cannot, they can in no way agree around one person.